Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Hashtag Add Your Voice is brought to you by Old Mutual. Stand up, speak up, and make your contribution to the people's podium. Much of the focus for this week will certainly be centered around B20 as well as G20, a very critical stance because South Africa sits at the helm of the presidency of the G20. And as a result, our voice has been the focal lead in terms of shaping policies, reforms, outcomes, suggestions on how best it is that we improve the socioeconomic standing, not only of nations within the global south, but even collaborative efforts as well with our peers in the north. We did have a voice note a few moments ago from one of our listeners. We'll get your name in just a moment, because I do think that as you've raised your concerns, it is important to understand that sometimes we need to engage together and have those robust, uncomfortable conversations to make sure that there's alignment in the solutions that we meet. But more than anything, South Africa at large, specifically given the businesses that have gathered through B20, are all working towards the common good of society, not just in our country, but right across the globe, especially if you do take a look at the B20 recommendations, which have been collated by industry leaders, economic experts as well in their various insights. But it's not just about thought pieces, it's practical outcomes that we can implement. Speaking of those practical outcomes, many of you might be wondering, well, how do I add my voice? How do I make sure that as the president and various CEOs have their conversations on the sidelines of the B20 this week, that I too can be a part of it? Well, this is where Old Mutual, well-known insurance provider, financial service provider across the continent, is allowing all of us to add our voices through a specific campaign. You might recall a few weeks ago, the Drive team, together with ourselves, had conversations around how you can share your voice notes. Well, today, we're going to expand this further by understanding the opportunities, the concerns that we can raise, questions, and maybe best solutions that we can also add to the agenda as South African entrepreneurs. I'm joined in studio by a great friend of the show, the CEO of Old Mutual's Group Social Investments, Ndumiso Zulu, joining us on the show tonight. Such a pleasure to have you, sir.
Hi, Gugu. Very good to see you again.
Very good to see you. For many people, when they think about your title, Group Social Investments, perhaps they scratch their head, but this is where I get excited because, again, knowing your background, knowing the role you've served within Old Mutual, you play a very critical role in making sure that this capital that we so often talk about really fundamentally changes the lives of entrepreneurs, of individuals who are trying to grow and innovate in new sectors, and most importantly, making sure that they're able to scale their businesses and development. And I say this because of the exposure you have to Old Mutual Foundation, Masisizane Fund, as well as the Enterprise and Supply Development Fund. So you really sit at the heart of mobilizing capital for people. Maybe let's start there, just in terms of your operations and the title and role you fulfill.
Sure. Thank you, Gugu, and good afternoon to good evening to your listeners. So as you mentioned, the business I look after within the Greater Old Mutual is called Group Social Investments, and really the operative word there being social investments. Mm-hmm. We invest in the people, in society, in the communities in which we operate, because we believe that their prosperity is our prosperity as a business. Mm-hmm. And really what that turns on, it's really around ensuring that there is access to opportunity, particularly funding opportunities and educational opportunities, because we know, because of our history as a country, that is something that is still accessible to a privileged few. Mm. So really our intent is to play our part in turning that around and really shifting the dial and ensuring that people who need access to capital, who need access to opportunity and access to markets, actually have the ability to do so, and we play our part in supporting them to do
Got
that.
Got you. And I think this is an important link, right? Because just before we do touch on Add Your Voice, this speaks to, again, that social aspect and most importantly, the positive outcomes that you try to derive and change. So it's not just saying, well, Kuku, you're exposed to the information. Here, you can actually access this money. It's saying, Kuku, come with or without the knowledge that you have. Come with or without the expertise that you have, and we can actually help you develop there. I'm keen to, I guess, ask you here as to what the lessons have been in terms of having a collaborative approach and relationship with your clients to heighten the level of investments you make through your role, through group social investments.
Certainly. I mean, I suppose in two of the businesses we run, people know us mostly as providers of funding. But it's a lot deeper than that. We are partners in this. And not everybody who needs funding or seeks funding is necessarily very well versed in financial matters. So oftentimes, you actually need to start a step back and say, what does it mean to be funding ready? What does it mean to be investment worthy, right? Because you may need funding, but that's not the decision point for a potential investor. They're actually going to look at you and say, is this business worthy of me investing in it? Is this business ready for me to invest in it? And readiness really talks about, are you at the right stage to be funded by somebody else? Do you have the necessary information that a potential investor would look for? Oftentimes, we look at what you present and we say, this is not what we're looking for. And what we're trying to do in our world is actually say, let's help you get to that readiness stage. Let's help you get to that investment worthiness stage. And that's really where the partnership model comes in, where we say, we will support you along the journey, not only in getting you to be able to access funding, but to also partner with you to use that funding effectively so that you are able to grow your business. Yeah. And as an entrepreneur, as your business grows, you grow with it.
100%. This is where you're getting me excited now, because these are the conversations we always engage on. It's that partnership, right, that creates a level of sustainability to the growth that we want entrepreneurs to have. So that's why it's important to make sure that it's not just about saying, here's a quick buck, run with it and see how far you go. It's saying, hold on, hand in glove, we be your mentors, we'll be your supporters, we'll be your cheerleaders, but we'll also be your sounding board to make sure that you get there. And I believe that this is important for us to touch on, because if we take a look at the B20 recommendations through the various task forces, specifically when it comes to employment and job creation opportunities, digital transformation, they highlight the important role and function of entrepreneurs and how entrepreneurs are the drivers of economic growth, employment, and many other themes for economic prowess and success. Yeah. And I think this is important because it does speak to how Old Mutual is shifting that needle in terms of your contribution to the development of entrepreneurs. And maybe take us through a few, you know, examples or numbers as to how successful that has been and, you know, how that ongoing engagement has led to the successful outcomes of the businesses you've supported.
Certainly. So, I mean, one of the businesses I look after is called My Citizen Fund. We've been in business since 2007. And in that time, we've disbursed over R1 billion to over 500 SMEs. And what that really does is we've taken a group of people, majority of which are women, young people, people you find typically in the townships and the rural areas, and black people, and we say, typically, these are the people that struggle the most to have access to funding opportunities. So we've deliberately gone into those markets and said, these are the people we are trying to support, because if they can prosper, then the rest of the country necessarily must, because effectively, the target market I just spoke about easily covers 80% of the country.
Oh, yeah.
So you are already there. Similarly, one of the businesses we also cover is the ESD Fund, which is about enterprise supply development. Mm-hmm. And what that's really responding to, it's saying funding is one aspect of the challenge. The other is, you've given me the money, thank you very much. I now have the funding, I now have the stock, but where do I sell it, right? How do I access these markets that maybe historically were controlled by a few, or you need networks and connections to get in there? How do you help me get there? And we start off by saying, well, one of the biggest marketplaces in South Africa is Old Mutual itself. So how do we partner with you as an entrepreneur to be able to sell into Old Mutual?
Yeah.
Not only that, and then Old Mutual actually enables you through funding to sell to Old Mutual. So you create this almost ecosystem where we fund and sell to each other. And what that does over time, if you can now evidence that you were able to sell to Old Mutual, other customers other big companies would then want to buy from you, because in addition to the funding support, it also gives you credibility, which is critical for the success of any entrepreneur and their business.
Got you. Scale, sustainability, access to markets, and ultimately driving sustainable growth within these businesses. So this is where a lot of South Africans tend to get a bit frustrated, right? That, hold on, I'm not too close to it. I'm not familiar with Old Mutual offices that might be nearby, or maybe I'm just not too clued up. But this is their wake-up call to say, hold on, you can partner and participate. I ask this because I'd like to link this to Old Mutual also being a key partner and sponsor to the G20 and B20 summit taking place this week. Yeah. I'm excited because you can imagine this is, I'm like a kid in a candy store when it comes to these kind of topics. But so often when I interact with a few of my peers and even the voice note we heard earlier, South Africans tend to feel disgruntled that, oh, it's a high-level conversation. Mm. It's all these wonderful executives who, you know, will be discussing key themes. But how do I get involved? And how do I add my voice? And maybe we need to start by, number one, underscoring why it's important that we do add our voices as South Africans. Mm. And then from there, how we practically do it.
Sure. I mean, that's a critical question. I think you only need look back to South Africa's history around active citizenship and how that has shaped and changed the trajectory of the country. It's no different if you look at where we are currently economically, our state of unemployment and things like that, that you want ordinary South Africans to actually add their voice to what is the direction that we want the global South, the world, to be taking, and South Africa necessarily being a subset of that. And that's why we've created these different channels on how people can actually raise their voices and add their voices to the conversation.
And talk to us, you know, how can we, what can we say? Because perhaps sometimes there's also apprehensiveness of, you know, are we offering feedback? Are we questioning? Are we providing solutions? You know, what is the campaign, I guess, premised on in terms of our interaction?
100% Google. I mean, it is all of the above. Do you have questions? Do you have comments? Do you have solutions and additions to how we can do things better? And we've created a WhatsApp line on which South Africans can actually contact us. I don't know if I can give you the number.
Sure,
quickly.
Please go ahead.
It's 082-690-5619. You can send a text. You can send a voice note. Alternatively, you can go onto the Old Mutual South Africa page, and you can join the conversation there. The more, the merrier. We are quite keen to get as many perspectives as possible. We will collect those, and we will hand them over at the start of the B20, just so your voice is heard.
Got you. And I'm glad you highlight that, because sometimes we have a frustration that, well, I'm adding my voice, but where does it end up? Mm. Will it make an impact? What difference or what outcomes will it make? So is there a way that we can monitor, evaluate, and understand what the key performance indicators will be of the Add Your Voice campaign?
Correct. So we've collated all of the voices, and we have different and grouped it into different themes, just in terms of what people are concerned about, what they're excited about, and the things that people want to talk about the most. And we will be more than happy to provide feedback on what that looked like. So we are quite excited about this campaign, and we are hoping that South Africans are too.
100%. And Dumiso, there's something I've just double checked, and I do recall this being mentioned earlier, that under South Africa's presidency of the G20 and B20, this is the only time there's actually been an opportunity for the public to share their voice, to raise their concerns. And I think this is quite telling of how we are global leaders, how we set ourselves apart, and how, as you've mentioned, we truly do believe in the power of dialogue. And I think this is important just for us to underscore, because again, there might be a few South Africans who feel frustrated and might want to feel as though their voice is not being heard. But this really does set us apart in terms of the trend of G20 presidencies overall.
100%. We are innovative, we are trendsetters, but more importantly, it says we recognize the power of the individual voices that make up South Africa. Mm-hmm. And it's something we place a very high premium on.
Mm-hmm. Not just for G20 as well as B20, but how has this also mattered and influenced your world of work?
Sure. So, I mean, I'm very biased when it comes to sort of social development, entrepreneurship, and it also gives us a perspective from people who wouldn't ordinarily walk through our doors or pick up the phone and call us to understand exactly what is it that they care about, what are their pain points. It also puts us in a very privileged position where you can actually rest assured that you are actually responding to the problems that exist as opposed to the problems that you think exist. So that level of collaboration across different levels of society society are quite important. Is quite important.
Got you. Long may it last. Continue with the amazing impact that you make to the lives of entrepreneurs, upskilling them, offering funding, providing the necessary support, as well as the work and initiatives you do through the Old Mutual Foundation. Before you go, that WhatsApp line again, because I just might confuse it with the Kaya WhatsApp line, but share that WhatsApp line with us again to understand how we can share our voices.
It is 082-690-5619. 082-690-5619.
Perfect. 5619. 082-690-5619. Do make sure that you add your voice and, of course, get your voice added to the B20. It's going to be a busy week, sir. Are you ready?
Very ready.
Oh, lovely. We love that. Right? Talk about leadership. That's what we look forward to. Ndumiso, such a pleasure having you in studio, sir. We promise we will have you back again because there's so many layers to distill about the wonderful work of world that you do. And most importantly, the transformation that it also drives, not just in South Africa, but across the continent at large.
Fantastic. Thank you, Gugu. I will hold you to that promise.
Please do.
Looking forward to it.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge to our colleagues in the room. Don't look down. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And as you've heard, we've been in conversation with Ndumiso Zulu, CEO of Old Mutual's Group Social Investments, helping us unpack how best you and I can add our voices to the B20. And I do think we shouldn't take this lightly, right? We are well aware that as South Africans, we tend to be disgruntled and frustrated by sometimes things not just working. But if you take a look at the level of efforts that have been placed, not only by business leaders, but even in their efforts to hand over recommendations to the government of South Africa to make sure that these are tangible policies. It's policies that we can literally implement, roll out, monitor and evaluate, amend where we need to, their key performance indicators. And from there, we're able to derive the growth that we want. It's practical. And more than anything, we as South Africans also need to be vocal about not having our own conversations on sidelines and in corners where we criticize, we try to dispel, we try to raise frustrations. But let's get used to sitting opposite each other and having those robust conversations. As uncomfortable as they might be, you'd be surprised as to just how much clarity, insight and perspective they're able to provide as to how best it is that we're all able to build a better economy for all. Keep sharing your thoughts and your views. Don't forget that WhatsApp line for your Add Your Voice campaign by Old Mutual is 082-690-5619.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.